a heartfelt welcome to all. I'm Esther Berkey, the passionate creator behind the book Living Without Fear, which has touched many lives, and the co-creator of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you're eager to explore a world of endless possibilities, you've come to the right place. Know someone who could use a dose of inspiration from today's episode? Feel free to share this podcast with them. And don't forget to stay updated by subscribing to my newsletter, joining me on YouTube, and if you found value in what you heard, kindly leave a brief review or rate it on your preferred podcast platform with a sprinkle of stars. Your unwavering support truly warms my heart, and I'm deeply appreciative of each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. And today, I'd like to talk about my own challenges and how I deal with them. This week, I had a big discussion with my dad, and it felt very bad. Arguing with a nearly 90-year-old father isn't great, and I don't want this anymore. If you had read my book, Living Without Fear, or if you're listening regularly to this podcast, you know that I've been suffering for years because I've never felt seen, heard, or understood by my parents, and I had blamed them for not providing me with enough self-confidence so that I could go for my dreams and live a content life. Meanwhile, I learned that I'm the only master of my emotions and thoughts, and therefore also my state. And I'm so grateful of how I handle my life now in peace, love, and understanding for myself and others. But this week, it was the third time this year that I got into a discussion with my father, something which hasn't happened for years. And I felt hurt, and I needed to go for a long walk to piece myself together. In our family, there has always been this pattern that we argue and try to convince the other person that we see it the right way and that we are right. This is such an ugly game, and it destroys all good feelings. It destroys the connection in the relationship, and it makes everyone feel so bad. Why did I enter a discussion with my father once more? Our family is rather overwhelmed with what had happened this year. My mother is at the hospital the second time. The first time, and I talked about it in a previous episode, went off lightly. The second time, she broke her leg and needs now to be taken care of in a rehabilitation clinic and won't be home with my dad for several weeks. Plus, my father's health deteriorated, and he is also very worried about the whole situation, and I can understand him so well. I try to be at service to him as much as possible. But when he started blaming me the other day that I didn't understand him and that he knows all much better, I couldn't hold myself back and got upset. And we entered a longer discussion. I was so shocked that it happened again. I don't want this. Time is so limited, and I don't know how much days or months we will have together. So I told my dad that I don't want to discuss any further with him and I want to stop arguing with him. But he responded that he also wishes to express his opinion and that I didn't listen to him carefully and that he had told me already in the past that he thinks I have too much on my plate. And that's why I react so emotionally with him. And he had thought that I was in a better shape than in the past years. All those words hit me. But it's okay that it did, because this way I can learn to cope with a patriarchal father figure who is 89 years old. And who still triggers me? What can I learn from this, you might wonder? I can learn to set healthy boundaries and to be able to maintain them. This doesn't mean that I have to break up again with my father, what I did in the past many times for months and years. Not at all. This means that I take care of myself and of my mental health, and that I don't enter in any discussion anymore. And if it happens again, because it's clear I'm worried how I will handle my elderly parents' life, and my nerves are on edge. If it happens again, I will try to stop the discussion very clearly. Very early, as soon as I realize that it doesn't bring us any further. My father doesn't like when I want to end the discussion. The first and the second time it happened, I left the room. The third time we were on the phone, but I told him that I wanted to end the phone call, but I wasn't determined enough to do it. But when he called me on the phone last night again, I could set clear boundaries. I could tell him because I wanted to talk to my sons and I was tired. Dad, I see and understand that you are worried because mom fell out of the clinic bed at night. She's confused and she might do it again when she will come home. But this will be in a few weeks and we will find a solution. We cannot do something about it tonight. And I could end the phone call in a good manner. These are clear boundaries and it feels great to me. Actually, I'm so grateful that I can practice this with my father until he leaves this world. I needed this. I learned a lot already in the past, but regarding my relationships and setting healthy boundaries, there's room for improvement. If you are not feeling your worth, if you're like me, not feeling good enough for many years, you want to please all the people around you. You don't want to hurt someone. Because you've been hurt and you always felt you're not seen, heard, or understood by your parents or other adults in your childhood. So nowadays, you don't want to be selfish and you want to be there for everyone and give them the feeling that they are seen, heard, and understood. But by doing this, you might forget yourself and you distance yourself from your own needs. And this is the danger. And at the end, you feel upset in relationships because they don't give you what you give them. So try out to focus the next days on setting boundaries. And if you like, let me know what you discovered. You can share your thoughts with me on Instagram or on YouTube Or you can write me an email. Thank you so much, dear listener, for spending your precious time with me and being open to improve your life quality. And I cannot repeat it enough. In case you still feel worthless and nobody seems to like you, I tell you, you're amazing. I love you. And you are a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please remember these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day and talk to you next week.